until it opened and her father entered. He had a jaded, anxious look upon him, and his hand, usually steady, trembled in hers. He sat down at the side of the bed, tenderly asking how she was, and dwelling on the necessity of her keeping very quiet after her agitation and exposure to the weather last night. He spoke in a subdued and troubled voice, very different from his usual dictatorial manner, and was often at loss for words. "My dear Louisa, my poor daughter." He was so much at a loss at that place that he stopped altogether. He tried again. "My unfortunate child." The place was so difficult to get over that he tried again. "It would be hopeless for me, Louisa, to endeavour to tell you how overwhelmed I have been, and still am, by what broke upon me last night. The ground on which I stand has ceased to be solid under my feet. The only support on which I leaned, and the strength of which it seemed, and it still does seem, impossible to question, has given way in an instant. I am stunned by these discoveries. I have no selfish meaning in what I say, but I find the shock of what broke upon me last night to be very heavy indeed." She could give him no comfort herein. She had suffered the wreck of her whole life upon the rock. "I will not say, Louisa..."